From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And coming up, we've got just 2.5 months left until Election Day. We'll look at the race that's shaping up in Michigan's 11th congressional district.
But first to Atlanta, where after 3 weeks of intensive treatment, one of the two Americans being treated for Ebola at Emory University Hospital, Dr. Kent Brantley, is being released today. Another American patient, Dr. Nancy Reitbol, was discharged on Tuesday. And today, Dr. Brantley appeared at a press conference with his medical team and family. He hugged and held hands with his wife before stepping to the podium, where he paused, took a deep, life-affirming breath, and then spoke.
Today is a miraculous day. I'm thrilled to be alive, to be well, and to be reunited with my family.
Brantley and Reitbol both worked in Liberia for the Christian relief organization Samaritan's Purse. They were treating Ebola patients when they were infected with the disease. Dr. William Schaffner, an infectious disease specialist at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, now joins us with more. Dr. Schaffner, welcome back to the show.
Meghna, it's good to be with you, and it's good to have this good news. We could use some. We're all thrilled for Dr. Brantley and for Ms. Reitbol.
It's a wonderful day. Like you said, much-needed good news. But first of all, help us understand, with a disease as deadly as Ebola, how do we know that a patient has recovered or has been cured completely?
Well, the easiest thing for the public to do is look at the video. He looks great, full of energy. His eyes are bright. He's completely coherent. He's in great shape. And all of the doctors and everybody else at Emory say he's cured. Look at all those hugs he gave everybody. There is no public health threat.
Is cure in this case a complete eradication of the virus from their bodies?
That will certainly happen. If it hasn't happened already, this virus will be gone very, very shortly.
Okay. So, and I ask because, you know, we keep hearing that there really is no official cure for Ebola. So let's talk a little bit more about how Dr. Brantley and Nancy Reitbol reached this point where they could be discharged from the hospital. They received an experimental drug called ZMapp, I believe. There are only a handful of doses in the world on that. So how key was that serum to their treatment?
Well, we don't really know. But remember, half the patients in Africa recover and get cured also. So with the superior supportive medical care that we can provide here in the United States, any patient that comes to any major hospital in this country can be taken care of as well as Ms. Reitbol and Dr. Brantley were cared for. And we can all take great pride and comfort and assurance in this.
Okay, so interesting, because on that point, I want to play a little bit of tape from Dr. Bruce Ribner, who led the team that cared for Brantley and Reitbol. He spoke today about the widespread fears of the Ebola virus, but that even though those fears exist, that shouldn't stop or deter medical teams from bringing people to the U.S. for treatment.
It was the right decision to bring these patients back to Emory for treatment. What we learned in caring for them will help advance the world's understanding of how to treat Ebola virus infections and help, hopefully, to improve survival in parts of the world where patients with this infection are treated.
So this is an important point, Dr. Schaffner, and help us understand what in particular can we learn from the successful treatment of Drs. Brantley and Reitbol?
Well, I'm looking over Bruce's shoulder, but I think what they have learned is all of the metabolic and supportive aspects of care. We'll have much more detail about that because they were cared for here, and we have all of that documentation. Whether ZMapp helped or not, that's for future studies to decide. But in the meantime, it shows that good supportive care can work as it's caring and working for folks in Africa right now.
Mm. And is there, I mean, but there still is the continuing challenge of how much of that that standard of care we can transport to the hardest hit places in West Africa where the disease outbreak is still running rampant.
That remains an enormous challenge, and people are working on that, and we're doing the best we can. We're going to get better at this with every week that passes.
Dr. William Schaffner there, an infectious disease specialist at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, breathing a sigh of relief, as are many others, with the release of two American patients who have been treated for Ebola in Atlanta. Dr. Schaffner, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Meghna.